presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, hello, guys. It is a good evening because my husband's in the kitchen, barefoot but not pregnant, making me dinner with our meal kit from Green Chef. We love that stuff. We just started a few weeks ago, and it's so great. It's so inexpensive, no wastage, et cetera. Anyway, I don't know why I got off on that. The real thing is we have Veronica Drake here, who is going to tell us a little bit about – Hey, Veronica, Ms. V. Got to tell us about what it is to be a psychic. I mean, we always talk about mediums, but we rarely talk about people who are actually psychics, and that is one of her strong suits. And I want to give a shout-out to my boy Eric. Hello.
Hey, Mama. You know, I have to tell you, Eric, personally I went through some stuff, blah, blah, blah. Eric has never left my side. In fact, I don't know if you all saw the dolphin story that I did a video, and I was going to just not do this anymore for personal reasons. I felt not good enough or whatever. Eric shows up in ways that he's never showed up before, so I feel more powerful, more strong. And you know what's funny? He stands right by my right side of my face, and I can feel him. And so
does he know personal space?
It's just been incredible.
Does he know personal space?
You know what? I have to say, dude, you need to back off. And you know what's really funny? This is like girl talk here, but I met with Lucas and Jennifer the other day on Zoom. And
uh-huh.
I kept looking at Lucas. I called him Eric. And Eric laughed his butt off.
For those who don't know, Lucas is my my other son. Well, I don't want to say other son. He is my son. He is a couple of years younger than Eric, and he looks a lot like Eric. And so when we had an event in when Jamie Butler was hosting an event in Austin, people went to the meet and greet where they had hors d'oeuvres and stuff, and they like, so shocked because, oh, my God, that's Eric. No, it's Lucas.
Totally. And I called him Eric, and Eric laughed. He nudged me. But just a shout-out, Lucas is very handsome. All right,
He's looking for
here.
A girlfriend, peeps. So, but he did have a short-term girlfriend, someone he met at one of the events. Very sweet girl.
Oh.
But she kept, they went to a bed and breakfast, and she kept on saying, he kept saying, if it were not for Eric, look, a penny from Eric. And so he says, what am I, chopped liver? So it kind of, he doesn't want to live under the shadow of his older brother. So that's that.
You know what? And Eric is, he's here, and we're going to talk about that. But anyway, I felt it was really important to help people understand the difference between psychic and mediumistic work. Now, it's very true that all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. And so let me explain the difference. Yep. When we connect mediumistically to the other side, when I'm making that link, whether it's to Eric or Eric brings somebody, I'm tapping into the spirit, to the energy of the spirit on the other side. And so I'm working psychically and mediumistically. Psychically, when I'm sitting here doing a reading for someone, whether it's on the phone or whether it's in person, I'm reading their energy, their aura field. And so I'm being able to pick things out about their life. I can tell things that are happening in their energy space right now. And actually, I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm really, really good at psychic work.
That's awesome.
I'm a decent medium.
Be loud and proud.
Yes, but I am a good medium, but I'm a great psychic. And so when people want to talk to their loved ones, it's a little bit of both, because when I connect to their loved one, they're going to be able to give me evidence. And the telltale sign of a good mediumistic reading is you should be able to get some solid, concrete evidence, meaning spirits will tell me anniversary dates. They'll tell me birth dates. They give me names. They give me little scenarios that happen in life with their loved one. I had a woman today that we talked about her husband and how he, you know, is on the other side. But his memory was, he said to her, ask her about dancing on the patio. And there was this beautiful story, and she just broke down and started to cry. The spirits, what people need to understand about the spirit side, they never lose who they were. They take their personality with them.
Thank
and
God.
Sometimes I don't, exactly. It's because they go over there, they're living the next level, if you will. And so they're very apt to come back and help us here on this plane. Just like Eric does. Eric knew. Go ahead.
I was so scared when he talked about, going back to source. I thought, oh, he's going to be sucked up. He's going to be just part of this giant collective, and his whole personality and individualism is just going to be gone. I won't have my Eric anymore with his little rascaliness. But anyway, he explained it. That's not the case. They can create that illusion of separation and be their old self. So that's good.
And you know what? They don't lose that personality. I have found after doing hundreds and hundreds of these readings, they maintain their personality. And so that's another way to give evidence. When you can tell the sitter, I have Uncle Joe here and he was a crusty old man and, you know, I smell cigar smoke and he's showing me how he only has a half a finger. Like they show up. Like some mediums see visibly. Here was something that was interesting that I found out. You know, I'm doing studies and I'm going deeper into my work and trying to make my skill better. But here's something I found out. Spirits will only and can only, this is interesting, talk to the medium at the level of the medium's comprehension. So in other words, I liken it to the fact that when I channeled, Stephen Hawking, I said, I know nothing about science. I know nothing about physics. So the spirit is not going to put in my head things that I don't know. They're going to use me as the conduit in the way that I'm naturally gifted.
Thank God.
So
it's like
it'll be
physics for dummies. That's what I would need too, man.
And that's exactly it. So when the medium, you know, gets a contact, also, this was something else I talked to with my spirit guides. Why can one medium get one answer and another medium get another answer?
Yeah,
and the reality
people
is,
ask me that.
There are levels of understanding, and there are different pieces to the answer. So, Eric might give, let's say, Jennifer one answer, and then he may come back and he might say, okay, Veronica, your level of comprehension and what I know you can do, here's the level of the answer you're going to get. So it's really, they are very brilliant when it comes to knowing who's who, and they selectively choose the voices. It's also true that spirits don't always come through. So it's not, you know, people say to me, and I'm going to pull the curtain back on this because it's all transparent. People say to me, well, how do you know you're going to get the connection when you go with Eric? How do you know it's always going to happen? And I want to be very clear about this. Yes, I know who I'm going to channel. Elisa, you give it to me. I know it. I do not go look anything up. That would be against my grain, against my integrity. But what I do is I have Eric orchestrate a pre-meeting. So I know I can feel the energy. So Anthony Bourdain, I didn't know anything about him. Eric went the night before. I said, Eric, you got to introduce me. I just need to meet him. That way, When Anthony shows up, I know his energy. I know his feelings. Ah. And then I can slide right in and make the contact. Do you see
that
it?
Makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, think about this. If we're out somewhere and, you know, a random person walks up to you and you have to interview them, like, you know, and you've never met them, you're not going to know how to identify them in the crowd. So energy is how we identify the spirit world. And so, you know, I'm really adamant about no research.
We did have, and I will not mention the person's name or even the gender, that did research ahead of time. And it was just, when we found out, it was just so awful to all the people that person, I have to not say she or he, did readings for. But, you know, it's amazing because that person was so gifted that he or she did not have to do that. So
it's confidence. And you know, I suffer with confidence. Everybody suffers with confidence.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing very difficult work. And if we are going to do it and do it well, we are healers of the highest degree. Think about it. When you lost Eric and you thought he was gone forever and you had your first reading with, I think, Kim, was it? You know, what did you know?
Was it Kim? Jamie Butler. No, because Kim O'Neill had open heart surgery. Bless her heart. She's fine now, thank God.
When you had your first reading with Jamie, it was like a piece of you healed. I mean, you know, it's never going to bring Eric back, but that's what we as mediums get to do. Now, psychically, when I work with Eric or I work with any of the spirits, psychically, I tap into the energy of who they were here on Earth. Now, they're not here anymore. So I might be able to say to Eric, and this was one of my first conversations with Eric, you know what, Eric, you were a demon, you were a hellion, you know, not in a literal sense.
No,
he was
a little rascal. Right, he's a cut up. Yeah.
Right. Not a demon. Did I say a demon? Dear God, that was like a Freudian slip. He was like somebody that was just
a pestering little brother, like a pestering little brother, and that's what Jamie thought too. It's like, she had a real hard time in our first session, just dropping the F-bombs, and she would just blush it so hard. Oh God, are you sure you want me to tell you everything, Elisa? She didn't know anything about him, but the very first meeting, and she only knew my name and credit card number, right? And she said, you know, there's a young man here says he's your son, that he took his life. He did it this way with this kind of gun sitting at his desk and where he wore this particular shirt and he curses like a sailor. So, that must be nice for you to be able to make others feel like, oh my God, he or she is not gone forever. I still have my baby. And you get to do that. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, you also have to, you know, endure the slings and arrows of, you know, all the skeptics and the haters and all that stuff. So it's got to be difficult to maintain a strong self-esteem when you are just getting a tsunami of hate. Just like the people who thought the world was round and all the flat earthers just like bombast them with all sorts of shit. Okay, go ahead. Now I have to make it explicit only. Oh, jeez. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. And Eric has said to me, by 2025, this is going to be mainstream. You know, we're going to not have these clandestine conversations behind doors. I mean, we're not doing that so much, but there are people who are so brilliantly gifted that are still behind closed doors because of this stigma. The other thing Eric just said to me, he said he wants to clarify what he tells Jamie or what he told Raylene or what he tells Jennifer is not, I may not see or get the same thing because it's not relevant. So I could sit here and I said to him, well, Eric, you never showed me sitting at the desk. And he said, you don't need to know that. That's not for you to know. Yeah. And so, you know, that's why if a medium struggles to get something. Now, I want to clarify, there are charlatans, just like in every profession.
Yes. Yep. Doctoring too. Yeah.
And so you want to make sure if you're going to have a mediumistic reading, you want to make sure they have what I call a digital footprint. Make sure that they can be visible online. You can read reviews. Make sure that they're giving you evidence. only things that they would know because your loved one is speaking to them. Okay.
But I don't like that. I mean, it must be difficult when somebody says, what did he have for his last meal? Or what was in his pocket the day he died? You know, things like that.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you something.
That's a dog and pony show.
Oh,
we do not advocate.
Rude.
Right.
Yeah.
We do not advocate that. I am studying with some of the best of the best, and I'm not going to drop names or whatever, but I really wanted to get the meat and potatoes of this work. And I wanted to understand from the generations before me. And that's a dog and pony show. We're not here to give you what his last meal was or the change in his pocket. If he chooses to give that to me, that's different.
Well, you know,
but we
what
do
I think
not
is,
go
I,
and ask.
No, I think that that is a very negative energy, like almost like a hatred. Like I'm going to try to, you know, flip you up, and you know, a lot depends on the energy of the sitter, you know, as far as how well the reading is going to go. And if they're sitting there, let's see if you, but yeah, I'm going to find you, you know, I don't like that.
Well, I talk about power, and power sitting in the power is sitting in the energy of love, raising your vibration. And when those of us that do this work, we can't be carrying our own BS around. We have to have our ducks in a row, because imagine if I'm hearing things and I'm going to question, oh my God, is this me from last night's argument with my husband, or am I? So we need to clear ourselves up. And that's a lot of what
so
I've been
hard.
Doing this last 6 months, just working on me, which has made me a much more clearer conduit. And so when I go into doing this work, you know, I look for things that are tangible that I can tell people, but I'm here to heal people. That's why I do this work.
Yeah,
that's why
awesome.
I couldn't walk away.
Me too. Hashtag walk away. But, you know, I think my hat's off to you that you actually are saying, hey, I had work to do. I am a work in progress. I want to get better. A lot of people would have too much ego to even bring that up, so that's good. All right, psychic abilities. Mm. Okay, what is that exactly? I don't understand. Is it tapping into through a wormhole to the future and time, or tapping into somebody's higher self?
So you know what it
is? What is it?
So I did a reading today, and I'll give you an example. And I rattled off all of these things that was happening in her day, and she goes, "Oh my God, you're reading my mind." And guess what? That's what I'm doing. I'm tapping in energetically. Now, there's nothing sinister about it, but I'm tapping in energetically to the subconscious mind. So the mind has layers. We have the rational mind that says, don't touch the hot stove, you'll get burned. We have the subconscious mind where all of our learned beliefs, all of our BS, our belief systems live. And then in that subconscious mind also lives everything we've ever experienced. That's why when souls cross over, when spirits cross over, we are reading that subconscious mind. We're talking to that piece of them, that energy.
I'm literally reading
a mind. Yep. And then the third level of the mind is the soul. So people get confused because they'll say, where does your soul live? Most people point to their heart or their tummy, their solar plexus. And that's fine. You can think that. But guess what? When the body dies, clearly your soul's not living in your stomach or your head or your chest. It's in your mind.
Yeah.
It's in the subconscious mind. And so I'm telling you, this work, this is going to change the way everything operates in this world. I am more passionate than I've ever been about mediumship and psychic work.
I totally agree. Okay, so
thank you for being a forerunner, for being a forerunner in this, and being courageous enough to step out there.
Oh, I know. I've got some haters. Ooh, recently, I really.
But you know what? Anybody who has felt your energy for 3 seconds knows the purity of who you are.
I know. It was so awful to have that to see that video. The most evil person woman on the internet. Really? Oh my God. I can't even step on a bug. I have to get it with a cup and
dear God.
Index card. Anyway. So, Kim O'Neill, a long time ago, you know, she's been a a family friend for a long time before Eric died, before I believed any of this stuff. And I thought, well, she's a psychic. Mm-hmm. She, like, you know, looks through wormholes. And now I know that you can see into the future, mm-hmm. air quotes, because there is mm-hmm. no linear time, and it's all there. And I remember,
correct.
For example, asking her, I was pregnant with Lucas, and I said, okay, what's it going to be? It's going to be a boy. Okay. So is he going to have any birth defects? Yes. He's going to have a little brown spot on his left wrist. And by God, he does. And is he going to be born C-section or, you know, vaginal? And it's vaginal. And so all my kids are like, ooh, I got a C-section. You guys had to go through mommy's vagina. So I get all that. So whatever. another reason it's going to have to be labeled explicit. Oh, geez. Okay.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. She's talking about her badge. Okay.
Who cares? I'm a doctor. I can do that.
Anyway, what I love about this is that I get to work psychically and mediumistically. And so callers that call in, maybe there's just something they need to know psychically, and I can mm-hmm. give them that. And maybe they just want Eric totally. And so I do a combination of both. It's simultaneously, I'm getting, I'm picking up on all of it. And, I'm honored to be able to do this. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm up for calls if you are manning the switchboard.
Yeah. Okay. So look, y'all it doesn't have to be all about Eric. Okay. Y'all can talk to your guardian angels, your guides, your deceased loved ones, mm-hmm. you know, so I just want you guys to know that, of course, you probably do. All right, let's start taking calls. I love you again, Eric, just in case you didn't know. All right.
Kisses.
Oh, one more thing. Okay, so we were trying to pitch this reality TV show that will hopefully do exactly what Veronica's talking about, make spirituality and the paranormal mainstream and normal. Oh, can you imagine? We could, like, okay, somebody gets murdered in the court case. We could, like, let's channel and see this guy and see who killed him. And, you know, whatever.
Oh, I'd love that.
I mean, there's so much we could do. All right, so let's go ahead and start taking calls. All right. First, we have somebody from the 778 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
How
are you? Hi, sweetie. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Satnam, and I'm calling from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Canada.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We listen. My children listen. You've been our spiritual guide since the day my husband passed, and I honestly believe that there was a reason why I connected to Elisa, because she had the same traumatic, tragic story as my children and I have. Can we please, with Eric, we truly love you. My children listen to you. We know you're true, and we know that you're a pure form of the highest form of vibration and energy. Mm. And thank you so much for helping us.
Oh, you're so sweet.
He's very grateful for the work that he gets to do, and he's saying that you're doing a fantastic job with what you've been given, so you should be proud of how you're doing life.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Did you want to talk to your husband?
Yes, we can try. Okay.
What's his name, honey?
His name is Tony. His legal name was an Indian name, but he went by Tony. Tony
Aluwalia. Because right away, the first thing when you came on, I could smell smoke. So I'm not sure if it was cigarette smoke or pipe smoke, but there's some sort of smoke. Actually sage. Did he burn sage?
No.
Or do you? Do you?
No. No.
Okay. So this could be Eric clearing the way for me so that I can come in
maybe,
and I can figure out how to get to him.
Maybe he's suggesting that you clear with sage. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with sage, Eric?
Eric says it's actually he's just helping me with the senses. He's clearing things out because, listen, it's very difficult when I'm in one phase and then to instantly in this short amount of time to have to shift over and go get somebody. And Eric's saying he can go get them, but Eric's getting them doesn't mean I can always get them, he says. That's what I've learned from Eric. Did your husband work outside? Did he go onto the land a lot? Because I smell dirt also.
No, not really. He was. He didn't work for about 10 years. He did build a house about 6 years ago.
Okay, so don't tell me anymore because I'd like to give evidence that I have. And so I'm smelling dirt. I'm smelling outdoors. I'm also seeing... did he have a problem walking? Did he have something with his back or his leg?
Kind of. It was on and off with him, yes.
Because I see this as not being a debilitating reason, meaning not why he didn't work, but he would get stiff or achy or something like that. But I also see that work was very sporadic. There wasn't a lot of work to be had, is what he's saying. And there wasn't a lot of work that he was capable of. So I'm not sure what that means.
Yes.
Do you know what he means?
I do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's also saying that he wants you to stay close to people who are good for you. Are you able to keep connections of his family?
No, Veronica, I'm not. A couple of days before his funeral, his family turned on me and they started blaming me for his death. And my children, father, I would blame my children. And they became greedy.
So he's talking about staying with people who are good for you. Has this been 5 years yet?
No, it's been just 5 months.
He passed away in August. Yes.
Okay.
He passed away in August.
Yep, at the five-year mark, he's showing me 5 years. It's going to take a good 5 years, sweetheart, till you feel like you're on your feet and you're established and you're living life kind of stable. He said every day is a different challenge with you and the children, and he's watching. He also says that he wishes that he could have done it differently, but he only saw this as the solution. So I'm not sure. Do you know what that message means?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
He's holding his head down. He's remorseful. But he wants you to know that he did not suffer because of this departure. He wants to be very clear that he had to go back and relearn things, go to different. I call it soul school. He's showing me. And also he's telling me that he never had a relationship, a solid relationship with a male figure. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
His dad. I don't know. Maybe his dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yep.
He was
That's
an only
exactly
son.
What he's talking about.
But wow.
He said he didn't really get enough out of that. The dad wasn't very present. And he's not blaming anybody. He's just saying these are things that he experienced, and he didn't know how to be present himself. Even when he was there, he's saying he felt like he wasn't there. Can you relate to that? Depression.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, let me ask two real quick questions before we go on. But number one, was it a spiritual contract, his departure?
He said it was one of the exit points he took. So we all have exit points. We all have options on exit points. Had he tried this once before in his life?
Yes. In his first marriage, yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yep. Because he actually had three exit points, and he's telling me he chose the second one.
Mm. Okay, my second question is, does he have a message for the children?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I think it would be really good for you to book a session with Veronica and find you and the kids and find out a lot more. That would be so awesome.
Yes.
In a way that Veronica can can like take some time to like get into his energy and stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Of course. Friend, of course. Yeah.
He says that he's very proud of his children, and he can already see that they have started to create a life that was different than his. And so he's very proud of them. I think he's showing me a male child and a female child. How many children do you have?
I have three, two girls and one boy.
Okay. Okay, so there, that would be a male child and a female child. They don't go in three. So, okay, so the female and the male. He's showing me the male child as being very protective. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, he is. Yes, he's only 9, and my daughters are 12 and 11. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But he's saying the male child is already taken over. But he's saying to the male child specifically, he wants him not to forget to be a kid.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
You need to be a kid. You need to play. You need to get dirty. You need to be a kid, he says. And he's assuring me that mom will be fine.
Oh,
okay.
What about the daughters?
So for the daughters, is there a daughter that likes the arts? Does she draw?
Thank you. My eldest, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because he's saying that the message is in the pictures with her. And so her drawings are very profound because she's a great drawer, and eventually he'll talk to her through her drawings.
Wow.
Okay. And the younger daughter, is she very social?
Yes. Yes.
Is she outgoing? She's the one that has the personality that she's outgoing.
Yes.
And she's, actually, what he's telling me is she was born a leader. She will be somebody that she needs to be careful about how she makes statements, because people will listen to her.
Ooh.
And she's somebody that will stand up for social justice. She doesn't like bullying, and she'll say something.
Awesome.
I hope that helps you. I'm so grateful. I'm not going to take up your time. There's so many more worthy people than us. We will get in touch with you, Veronica.
We are all worthy. Aww. Please don't. No, you are just as worthy as everybody
honey.
Else. All right, take care.
Lisa, one question for myself. Did my husband love me?
Oh, that's a big one.
Listen, his heart is beating. He says, you are what kept him going, he said.
Oh.
And when his mind ran away with him, he had no choice but to succumb. But you kept him going.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you, Veronica.
Very much.
Thank
he loved you.
I love you, Eric. I love you, too.
Aww. Hey, we love you, too, baby. We love you, too.
Love you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Veronica. That's why I do this work.
This is why I do this. Oh, my God. Oh, no. She's going to heal. This moment gave her the opportunity to start her healing journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She needs to talk to you a little bit more. So I know you can help her.
Listen, in the meantime, go to my website, veronicadrake.com, and scroll down and get my free messages, Divine Download, because I'm telling you, they will speak to you, and they're free. You don't have to pay.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Veronica.com?
Veronicadrake.com. Yep.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye, Tony.
Take care, Benny.
Sweetie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, God. It took everything I could to not cry. God. Well,
And I have to keep composure because I can't lose the connection. So it's difficult to do this work. It really is.
All right, we have somebody from the 805 area code. Hi there. How are you?
Hi, I'm calling from Ventura, California. My name's Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, I just wanted to say hi, and hi, Veronica. You're awesome. Alisa, I love all the work you do. Thank you. Hi, Eric.
Thank you so much.
And I did see a picture of Lucas. I think it was Instagram, and he's looking super hot. I do agree.
Oh, I know, right?
Oh, and he's becoming in, like a man. It's like, oh my gosh, wow, he's so handsome.
He is so awesome. He's a great kid and very spiritual.
I seems like it.
Are you taken?
Okay. I felt like a dirty old lady when I said that.
That's what it feels too. But it's true. So I lost my son in 2012, and his godmother just passed away. She was in like a vegetative state for a few years before, and she was like a second mom to me. And so I guess now they're in heaven together. She finally just passed over. Mm-hmm. The family is really resentful of me because we were so close, and now, you know, this is 30 years later. The kids are, they didn't let me see her. They're just kind of resentful of my son because they were so close and giving me, you know, I get a lot of feedback now of just, I guess it was really hard on the family, but I didn't really know at the time and it was too late. They're already close. It's really hitting at me. It's like, I can't rest.
I don't understand. What are they pissed about? Okay.
About the fact that the kids had to share their mother with me, you know, with me being like a daughter, like an adopted daughter, but she was the godmother, and with my son. And I feel like it's like I can't really carry anymore. My son passed away of an accidental overdose at age 19.
Yeah. Oh,
and then
God.
It's like I can't carry that. I already carried, you know how it is, Alisa. I mean, it's,
oh, God,
you're never
yeah.
normal again. It's like I can't carry
no.
this, and there's nothing no. I can do about it because they're both on the other side, and it's like, what am I supposed to do now? He was my only child.
Oh,
I can't really
God.
Apologize to the family for, you know, stuff that, I mean, it's done already, and it's, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
There's no solution.
It,
I feel
a,
like it's too heavy.
Some people, the way they grieve, like the people you're talking about, do so through anger and creating a scapegoat. But I don't know, Eric, what do you have to say about this?
So Eric says, first of all, you have nothing to apologize for. Don't ever think that.
Not.
You have nothing to apologize for. And what they're really upset about is that they didn't have the closeness. And let me ask you this. This might seem crass, but I'm picking up on this psychically. Did this person leave you money?
No.
Okay. Did this
Which person?
Give
the godmother?
You stuff, something.
The godmother?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
But did they leave you something? Something that they perceive to be of value?
I think, but you're on the right track as far as her time and value through like when
mm-hmm.
the child, well, all the time she spent with my son
yeah.
from probably
That's
age, you know,
value.
4 to 10.
That's the value.
Okay.
That's what is valuable.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, they were jealous, but guess what? They are self-entitled. They have a sense of entitlement, and they took advantage of her throughout her life in little incremental
little
parts
ways,
of it.
Yeah.
And the relationship that they created was on them, not on you. Okay.
Okay. Thank
the
you.
Name
oh my God.
Scott. Does the name Scott mean anything to you?
Scott, no.
Okay, because when I open up the portal, everybody comes in, and so there's a Scott here. So he may be for somebody else on the call, but there's a Scott here.
Yeah.
And there's also
yeah.
a Brandon or a Brendan that stepped in.
No,
what's
not
your son's name?
His name is Garrett.
Garrett. So let me see if I can get Garrett. Just give me a minute.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to describe the energy that walked in. This energy that walked in is very chill, like just kind of like very chilled out, very relaxed, very matter of fact, very casual. Would this describe mm-hmm. Garrett when he was on Earth?
Definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like he's got that, I don't see shoes on his feet. I see some really like just like a T-shirt that he's wearing. And did he love the water?
We lived next to the beach. Yeah, he.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Because listen, and did he surf?
No, he skateboarded.
Okay, because he's
similar.
All right, that's the board he's showing me. Okay.
Board, yeah.
But anyway, he walked in, and he said, "Mom, you wait till you get here. You won't believe it."
Oh,
he
wow.
said, He said everything is that. He doesn't want to advocate. Eric is saying, don't advocate for death. We're not doing that. But he's saying, Mom, it's everything and then some. Also, did he like, he's showing me some sort of ice cream, something or other, with like lots of stuff on it. Do you know what he's talking about?
Oh, yeah. Probably Jimmy's or something. East Coast sprinkles, they call them on the West Coast. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on his ice cream. It's a big old thing of ice cream. And he's also showing me his wrist. He's got some sort of bracelet around his wrist. Do you know that to be true when he was living?
He did, absolutely. There was one on him when they found his body,
mm-hmm.
and he wore one. He wore, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So he's here. Is there a question you'd like to ask him or something you'd like to say?
Did he, well, of course, I love you. And did Johnny, did he find her there or has he met with her there, his godmother?
What was her name?
It was John Eva. She went by Johnny.
Johnny, okay. He says, now, did she just pass within the last month?
Within the last week, yeah.
Okay, because he's saying listen, I can't explain why they say this, but he's saying, I haven't seen the roster yet. So he doesn't, he doesn't know who's come in yet. Listen, it's not like you and I not knowing who's come in. He knows that she's there because guess what? Everything is energy and he can feel her, but he's not been told or he's not been brought there yet. And he says, Mom, I will absolutely connect with her. It's just not time yet.
Yeah, it's too early.
So it's just funny how they tell me he's. I've not seen the roster. He's being funny.
So cute.
He's being funny. Yeah, he gets you.
Yes. And also, he was
Rolodex.
His personality, his personality was one that everybody gravitated towards him, didn't they?
Yeah. Definitely.
Wow.
I mean, because he's telling me that he didn't lack for company when he was here.
Right.
Is that true?
When he was here, no. He had a lot of friends.
Awesome.
Yep. And he's saying, Mom, when are you going to make that decision that you know you need to make? Do you know what he's talking about?
Okay. I don't.
Are you looking to leave something or someone?
Not that I know of, consciously, not really.
Well, you know, okay. Sometimes it takes a while, and you realize, oh, my God, that's what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Just think about
You're holding on too long. You're holding on too long,
something.
Mom. That's
something.
His message
okay.
to you. I don't know what it is, but that's his message. Okay?
Okay.
Maybe
thank you.
Holding
thank you
on
so much.
Too long to his belongings. I mean, it could be anything. All right, darling, thanks for calling,
anything.
Okay?
Thank you, you guys. Thank you. Good night.
Bye, sweetheart.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
Oh, so sweet. Okay, we have somebody from the 512 area code. Hi there, how are you?
Hi, hello.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, Alisa. First, I'd just like to say, how much I appreciate you and your story. I'm going to cry. And just how much
don't cry. It's okay.
Eric's story has helped me and has healed me. And I'm now 12 months of what I feel of clear fighting suicidal ideation. I got really close. And every day to fight. And just having you guys there for inspiration and guidance. And Veronica, you and I have had a session before, and just this moment, I can't appreciate more. So my thing is, with that, and in the last 12 months, my awakening has just gone out of limits. I can see dimes and pennies, and I might not think that it's Eric. I just know that it's someone.
Yeah.
And
wow.
It's consistent. I get my, you know, the synchronicity and numbers. I get, you know, dreams, and I just know things. I can look people in the eyes, and I may not have met them, but I know them somehow.
Wow.
I love it. That's well,
okay.
It, right?
No, let me ask Eric. Eric, what is her contract? What is she here to do? Is she here to develop
well,
her abilities?
Says,
tell me.
Eric says she is not coming home anytime soon, so just glad you're done with that, he says. The other thing is she's here to help people who were where she was, who are where she was.
Wow.
So it might just be conversation. It might just be, you know, you holding, you know, little groups, talking to people. But there's one thing that your specialness, even if you tried, it's not going to work. So I'm glad that you've given up on that because it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, you don't want to go over there because you know what? Eric is going to hound you. If you pass over, he's going to just cover you with fart smells. I don't know. It'd be awful. It's
well,
not
you
worth
know,
it. Yeah, and not worth it.
And it's been through other videos that you all have done and other people that you've had on your YouTube show who discuss EMDR and seeking that help, and I did that.
Yes.
And now that I have had EMDR, the world does not look the same. Colors don't look the same. Food doesn't look the same. I am the same. And I am happy about that, but I'm scared at the same time. What is my purpose?
Don't be scared. You know, Eric says you're cradled in divine love. Don't be scared. Mm-hmm. This
and
is
we're eternal beings.
You're part
really.
Of 2025.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're eternal beings. What's the worst that's going to happen to us? Seriously. But wow,
yep.
It sounds like you are a really courageous woman who is a light worker who can bring a lot of light to this world. I don't know if it's a blog or a YouTube channel or something. If there's something I feel that's special about you that's going to help a lot of people and in a way that Eric wants to help people too, to keep them from taking their own life.
And
there's just something in
that.
Your step. There's something in your step. There's something in the way you carry yourself. Are you looking for work?
No, I'm actually just looking for the type of work that might make me happy. I'm a 14-year employee, and I'm good at what I do, but it doesn't necessarily make me happy.
Yeah,
it pays the bills, and that's all. But I'm going to tell you something psychically, as I look psychically at your energy, there's a job coming up that's something that's going to be something that you would never consider yourself for, but I want you to look at it. And it's nonprofit, okay? It's nonprofit, and it has to do with helping kids in crisis.
But she will get paid, obviously.
Oh yeah,
wonderful.
No, she would get paid.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yep. Just keep your eyes and ears open.
But if spiritually, if I could increase my empathic abilities, or I don't even know what my ability might be, I do know that I have a special connection with on a spiritual level, and I would just like to nurture that
clearly.
As well.
Yeah.
That's it. You're doing all the right things. Go get my divine downloads on my website. Get them. They're free downloads. You're going to hear messages. On Instagram, I do them every day. They come in to me, and I give them to you. You just go get them because they'll jog something in you, I promise you.
And I think it would be a good idea for you to connect with Dr. Robert, is it your doctor? Well, anyway, Robert Schwartz. And do a between lives regression. So you can find out what your whole plan was when you were planning this incarnation. That would be very powerful. And also do a longer session here with Veronica because, you know, she can help you. I mean, she has developed
awesome.
Her gift. She can help you develop
I can actually attest to going back to a conversation that I had with Veronica that I didn't necessarily get at the time. She mentioned that she saw beats. And at the first, I didn't understand what beans meant, but my grandmother was showing her beans. I moved to a new location, and in the closet, there was a large bag of beans.
Oh, that's so funny.
There you go.
That's crazy.
Grandma, they tell me.
Crazy.
Came with me.
That's so
but
awesome.
But thank you so
much. I'm happy.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank
you, Eric. I love you. Have a great
night. We love
you,
honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The beans. That's so cool. The beans. That's amazing. That's amazing. All right. So let's have somebody from the, messed up. Okay. Somebody from the 585 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Jeannie. I'm calling
from
New York. And I'm calling this evening to see what's going on with me or what Spirit has to tell me.
Yeah. Messenger.
Okay. So, so are you questioning somebody in your life? Is somebody in your life showing up not as you expected them to be? Eric's telling me that you have to be careful about who you tell what to.
Oh, I learned a hard lesson. Yes, I know about that.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's saying that whatever lesson you learn there, you have to just take that out into the world because there's going to be another one. If they're not already there, they're there. They're coming in your life, and you have to create boundaries. You are somebody that you will take the little birdie in, you'll nurture it, you'll take care of it, and you'll make yourself sick. So be careful about who you let really close to you. Make sure that they're worthy of you.
How do you do that?
Okay.
Eric, how could you do that?
Well, Eric says just use your feelings. If your gut tells you that something's off, right, yep, absolutely. And also, do you have a mother on the other side?
Yes, I do. I miss her dearly.
There's a maternal energy here that she is chomping at the bit. She cannot wait to tell you how much she loves you and how appreciative she is for you. Did you take care of her towards the end?
No, she passed away very, very quickly.
Okay.
Well, did you take care of her at all?
Were you in her life in a way that you meaning
we,
and hope?
Three times a day, morning, noon, and evening.
There we go. There you go.
We were like daughter and girlfriends, best girlfriend.
And she did not suffer. She did not suffer. And
thank God.
Does she have a sister? Does she have a sister on the other side? Because she's telling me her sister met her.
She has a lot of them over there.
Okay, because she was met by sisterly energy, and it felt very warm and very welcoming, and she's at peace, and she wants you to know that. And she says that you are a beautiful person, and that you give and give and give, even when you don't have it to give. Does that mean anything?
It does, yes. And I try not to, but that's just me, I guess.
It's who you are. It's who you are.
Yeah.
Well, it's called boundaries. You just have boundaries. So, Eric, what is her spiritual purpose? Maybe that will help, elucidate something.
Well, listen, Eric is saying your spiritual purpose is to come here. You're the mother of all mothers. Like, you are a nurturer.
Mama Bear.
Do you not have children? Do you not have children?
I have three.
Do you have children?
Do you have children? Okay. Because Eric is saying to me that even if she doesn't have her own children, everybody's children are her children. She takes care of everybody as if they were her own. Did you bring nieces and nephews in when they were growing up?
I took care of them. I didn't take them into my home, but I helped take care of them. And I used to. I take care of children. Life skills specialist with children and work in a group home for boys. And I had my own daycare.
Perfect.
Because there you are. You're the mother of all mothers is what I heard. So you are the mother of all mothers. God bless you. And you know what? What I love about your energy is you are impacting these little lives in such a beautiful, positive way just because they spend time with you. So you're living your purpose, honey.
Yeah. Okay. And the ripples go out and out and out. And those people that you are inspiring are going to help other people, 6 degrees of separation, butterfly effect. You are just changing the world. You are a light worker, dude. Awesome.
I love
Thank
her.
You. I know. I do too. Can you adopt me? I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you for calling in, sweetie.
I do have one question.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm just wondering I'm trying to do group homes for older adults, and I'm just want to see how that's going to be going.
You're going to have to align yourself with the right people, meaning people who can support you. You have a hard time with asking for help, but it's time for you to just put all, it's time for you to put all that down and just go ask for help, because this mission is not about you. It's about the bigger picture. Surround yourself with people who can help you.
This is typical of people who give and give all their emotional resources and other resources. They don't ask for anything in return.
No. Yes.
But I know, I am there too. But, you know, if you want that flow to happen, you have to allow receipt and give and receipt. It's like a beautiful cycle in and out so that things can materialize. Right, Eric?
And listen, I want you to think about the infinity sign, the number 8, the infinity sign. It wraps around them, it wraps around you, and it includes everybody. Okay?
Okay, great.
So don't worry about rejection. Do not worry about rejection.
No.
Just say, okay, you are missing out, dude. Go, girl.
Okay.
Thank you,
sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And I want to thank everybody for joining us in the show. Thank you, Veronica. I love you, and I love you, Eric. Bye. And you guys have to check her out. She's amazing. Look at what she's done here. VeronicaDrake.com. Also, you guys, I'm trying to pitch this reality TV series. You guys want to help? Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Channeling Eric. Please subscribe to like my Facebook page, Channeling Eric. Please follow me on Twitter, which is what is that? I think it's at Channeling Eric. Eric with a K. And also
and
on Instagram.
On Insta. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Instagram is like channeling_Eric. Please do that, guys, because my producer says we've got to have a bigger presence, so you guys can help me with that. So after you close, please get on the computer and do that. I really would appreciate it. And Eric would too. So thank you. I love you all. Love you, Veronica and Eric. And until next week. Bye, baby. Love you. Bye.